Pope Benedict XVI says because of economic instability, the lack of essential goods, natural disasters, wars, and social unrest, migration becomes an ordeal undertaken for the sake of survival, where men and women appear more as victims than as agents responsible for the decision to migrate. The Pope was writing in his message for the 99th World Day of Migrants and Refugees, which will be marked on January 13, 2013, which has the theme Migrations, Pilgrimage of Faith and Hope. Charles Collins reports.
In his message, the Pope writes, faith and hope are inseparable in the hearts of many migrants who deeply desire a better life and not infrequently try to leave behind the hopelessness of an unpromising future. In marking the 99th World Day of Migrants and Refugees, Pope Benedict notes the Church's response to migration is multifaceted. On one hand, in seeing the immense poverty and suffering often surrounding migration, the Church creates programs to help those affected by often painful and tragic situations. He says the Church also works to highlight the positive aspects migrants have to offer, and works to help achieve the full integration of migrants in their new social and cultural context. This, writes Pope Benedict, does not neglect the religious dimension, to which the Church devotes special attention and care. Pope Benedict adds that every state has the right to regulate migration, but must always safeguard the respect for the dignity of each human person. The Holy Father reaffirms the Church's teaching that people have a right to migrate, but says even more fundamental is the right to not immigrate, that is, to remain in one's homeland. He says that much migration is the result of economic instability, natural disasters, wars, and social unrest. This means that instead of being a pilgrimage filled with trust, faith, and hope, migration becomes an ordeal undertaken for the sake of survival, where men and women appear more as victims than as agents responsible for their decision to migrate. The Pope says there is an urgent need for structured multilateral interventions for the development of the countries of departure, effective countermeasures aimed at eliminating human trafficking, comprehensive programs regulating legal entry, and a greater openness to considering individual cases calling for humanitarian protection more than political asylum. He says, in addition to suitable legislation, there is a need for a patient and persevering effort to form minds and consciences. I'm Charles Collins.